Juno Afternoon is made possible in part by Hanson Gress, delivering IT support to local businesses for more than 15 years. I'm your host, Shelley Delaney, and I'm here with National Weather Service Juno meteorologist Brian Besnack. Hi, Brian.
Good afternoon.
Thanks so much for being here today.
Well, it's a pleasure.
I'm excited about all the things we're going to talk about. But before we launch into the forecast, let's hear a little bit about you. Can you tell me what got you into studying the weather?
I've always sort of been interested in the weather. It became sort of like a joke with my family about how I was always looking at the weather and sort of making fun of being a weather forecaster. And then I started getting into college and needed to do a job occupation for a speech. So I chose weather person, and I'm going, you know, that might be something I'm interested in. So I sort of had an idea what I wanted to do for college before I even got into high school. So I really was able to prep for it.
It was your calling. What's some of the most exciting weather you've ever witnessed? Was there an event or a storm or just a phenomena that you've seen in your career or before?
Probably the most interesting thing I've personally seen is as a young kid driving home or being driven home by my mom, looking out to the west as we're headed there and seeing three or four cold air funnels coming down from the clouds, you know.
Like tornadoes?
They sort of look like tornadoes or funnel clouds, but the weather system isn't quite right to be funnels. The generic term for them is just cold air funnels. It shows the indications, which is not strong enough for it to actually produce the storms.
I've never seen anything like that myself, so that sounds pretty cool. And how long have you been working here in Alaska?
I've been with the National Weather Service almost 29 years. All of it has been in the state. Most of it right here in Juneau.
Wow, that's great. Well, then, you seem like the expert for Weather Wednesday, and thanks again for being here. So getting into the forecast for August, we usually start by looking back. June and July forecasts were really similar, warm and dry. And the last time the Weather Service was here, we were, I believe, in a drought or close to being in an official drought. Is that correct?
I believe so. We've recently looked at the numbers, and they have upgraded the drought status across Southeast Alaska and has moved Juneau officially into a drought category. They have four stages on a website out there called droughtmonitor.gov, I believe, is the address for it. They put four levels in there if you're in a drought. The 0-1 they just call abnormally dry, and that's where we were in April or May and June, is in the D0 category. But they moved us up into the D1, which is moderate drought.
Mm. Well, we have had some rain since July, but not a lot. Was it enough at all to replenish our reservoirs or bring us out of the drought?
Well, July's numbers, we only got 2 inches of rain, or just over 2 inches of rain, which is about half of what we should have had for the month. We had received, 2.13 inches, and we should have gotten close to five.
Oh.
Or close to six, actually. So we did not help with that, but even when we end up with a good dousing of rain here, you know, 1 inch, 2 inch type rains, that's only going to be a temporary relief in order to get rid of the drought, as we have been calling it. It's going to take maybe a couple of years to actually recover from it with normal and above normal precipitation.
Hmm. Well, during those rainstorms that we got, I missed it, but many of my friends and colleagues witnessed thunder and lightning around Douglas. That's one place. A couple weeks ago, did you see that too?
Actually, I was not working that night and did not know what was going on. I guess I'm just unlucky with that aspect, but I was—I had the pleasure of working a couple of shifts at the office where we had some significant thunderstorms going on in the southern part of the Panhandle.
And was that pretty exciting for folks? I mean, we don't get too many of those around here.
No, we don't. We were looking at that and we're going, this is really different. And it was enough that we looked at some of the cells and the activity of the lightning there and go, you know, maybe we want to actually issue what is called a severe thunderstorm warning. And anyone from the lower 48 understands what that means. And for here, when we were looking back at our records, that was the first Juno's ever issued.
The very first?
The very first.
Oh, wow. Well, that's historical.
Yes, and the hard part was it was down by the Ketchikan area, sort of east of them and sort of in the middle of the wilderness, so we don't actually know what was going on, but we were assuming from some webcams and the lightning activity that there was probably hail and gusty winds associated with it.
Wow. That's really interesting. Well, apart from those storms and some rain showers, from a meteorological perspective, what is causing this mostly long, dry, sunny, warm season?
Well, we get typically, you know, any seasons through there, we end up with what we call blocking patterns. Sort of a very large area of high pressure sort of sits up and takes anchor in a certain location. In this particular blocking pattern, the ridge is set up over, you know, the central part of the Gulf of Alaska and extending up into the interior part of the state. And with a blocking pattern, you don't get any of the progressive patterns for the storm tracks to move. They end up coming up to the ridge, weakening and going and trying to ride over the top of it, which in this particular case, it was taking all the storms and running them north along the west coast of the state and up into the Arctic. So which that meant we ended up on the north low pattern on the downstream side or anything out of Canada, which tended to be warmer.
And blocking patterns can work both ways, right? Right now, they're sort of protecting us from inclement weather, storms, rain, but it can also keep it here.
Right. If we put the blocking pattern up further downstream, like over western half of the United States, and we could end up in an onshore flow pattern where we just get continuous storms, you know, every 2 or 3 days.
And we know, so we know the cause is the blocking pattern, but do we know what has created this blocking pattern?
The blocking patterns themselves tend to be fairly normal. We'll end up with a blocking pattern typically for about 2 to 3 weeks, and then they break down and they move on. And you end up with transitory weather for a couple of days or a couple of weeks, and then maybe another blocking pattern sets up. The weird thing this year is the blocking pattern, just as it's about ready to break down, we bring in the supporting weather to rebuild it or just reposition it into a slightly different area.
Thank you. That is really interesting, and it makes a lot of sense. So it's August now, and as much as I would like to avoid saying the F word on the air, what's in store for fall? Any predictions?
For fall itself, you know, I'm not sure fall really wants to come, looking at the weather what we have going on. The forecast for fall, the average temperature should be... And I misplaced my notes. That should be looking at high still in the low 60s and lows right around 49 degrees. And that's for the entire month itself.
Mm-hmm.
And we should be looking for another 6 to 8 inches of rain, if I remember right, would be normal for the month itself, too.
For August?
For August.
Oh, wow. Well, looking ahead at the weekend forecast, I don't see much chance of rain. In fact, there's a special weather statement regarding fires. So do you want to say a little bit about the weekend forecast?
For the weekend forecast, we're looking for more of the similar situation right now. We're going to have maybe some high clouds here and there, at least in the Juneau area. And we're going to probably warm up during the afternoons to the mid to upper 70s. Overnight lows probably down to about 60 or the upper 50s. And we're not going to see anything really too bad with anything right now. With the temperatures, you know, going into the upper 70s to 80s degrees, we're pushing some record temperatures for this time of the year right now. And unofficially, I see that the airport has hit 80 degrees so far. Looking at the weather before I left work to come here for the interview itself. And the record for today is 80 degrees. Huh. So we've at least tied it, it looks like.
And the special weather statement regarding fires looks like a borderline red flag warning. Can you talk a little bit about what that means for the weekenders?
Well, certainly. The fire weather danger, when you know, it's sort of different for Southeast Alaska here in our rainforest to be even considering fire weather. But in this particular case, the red flag conditions is for really low relative humidities, gusty winds, and very warm temperatures. The special weather statement is being issued because we're looking at temperatures going into the mid to upper 70s again. We're looking for winds probably becoming a little gusty here and there of 10 to 20 miles an hour. Maybe even some rather gusty winds overnight, you know, in the downtown area, sort of like Itaku, but not quite Itaku. And then, but we're also looking for the relative humidities to lower down into the 20 to 40%, which makes everything rather dry and very easily to set fire and keep fire going. The fuels to support fires right now are getting close to where they would support a fire growth if something was to get free. There isn't anything out at the moment, but this is just for letting people know not to, if they're outside having a campfire or something like that, to pay extra close attention.
Yeah, maybe keep a bucket nearby or something. Brian, thanks so much for sharing all this wonderful information. I love the way you break it down. It makes it so easy to understand and makes so much sense. Weather.gov is what we use here at the station, NOAA Weather Forecasting website and app. You said weather.gov/Juno is how to get it.
Yep, the slash Juno will get you directly into our forecast office page. If you start with weather.gov, you can go anywhere in the United States. You just click on the map where you are interested in, and it will take you to that forecast office.
It's been another wonderful Weather Wednesday. Brian Besnick, thank you so much.
Thank you.